Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Unconsoled by Kazuo Ishiguro, narrated by Simon Vance. Part 1. 1. The taxi driver seemed embarrassed to find there was no one, not even a clerk, behind the reception desk, waiting to welcome me. He wandered across the deserted lobby, perhaps hoping to discover a staff member concealed behind one of the plants or armchairs. Eventually, he put my suitcases down beside the elevator doors and, mumbling some excuse, took his leave of me. The lobby was reasonably spacious, allowing several coffee tables to be spread around it with no sense of crowding, but the ceiling was low and had a definite sag, creating a slightly claustrophobic mood, and despite the sunshine outside, the light was gloomy. Only near the reception desk was there a bright streak of sun on the wall, illuminating an area of dark wood panelling and a rack of magazines in German, French, and English. I could see also a small silver bell on the reception desk, and was about to go over to shake it when a door opened somewhere behind me and a young man in uniform appeared. "Good afternoon, sir," he said tiredly, and, going behind the reception desk, began the registration procedures. Although he did mumble an apology for his absence, his manner remained for a time distinctly offhand. As soon as I mentioned my name, however, he gave a start and straightened himself. "Mr. Ryder, I'm so sorry I didn't recognize you. Mr. Hoffman, the manager, he was very much wanting to welcome you personally, but just now, unfortunately, he's had to go to an important meeting."